Wall Street finished another bad week with a good day as investors picked up bargains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 466 points, 1.5%, to close near 32,200. The Nasdaq rose almost 4%. The S&P 500 jumped 2%. For the week, however, the indexes fell between 2 and 3%. After nearly 80 days of fighting, Russian forces are still trying to break through in eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian army says that it turned back two attacks in the Donbas region today. Meanwhile, the European Union announced another $500 million to help Ukraine buy heavy weapons. We'll return to the war after the news summary. U.S. basketball star Brittney Griner will spend another month in pretrial detention in Russia. She's been held since February when Russian authorities said they found cannabis oil in her luggage. Griner appeared in a Moscow court today. Her attorney said that he hopes her trial will begin soon.
Today, at the end of the investigative actions, the pretrial detention was extended for a month, which means that we can expect that the final charge will be brought soon and the case will be sent to court.
If convicted, Griner could spend 10 years in a Russian prison. The U.S. State Department says that she was wrongfully detained and that it is trying to win her release. South Korea today offered medical supplies to North Korea to help control an apparent COVID-19 outbreak. And Russia said that it will consider any North Korean request for vaccines. On Thursday, the North's state media reported that at least six deaths had occurred and 350,000 infections with an unspecified fever. In Jerusalem, violence erupted before the funeral for Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh. Israeli police charged and beat mourners outside a hospital, and pallbearers nearly dropped the coffin. Police said the crowd disrupted the agreed-upon funeral plans, chanted nationalist songs, and threw rocks. The incident drew strong reactions from the European Union, at the United Nations, and in Washington at the White House.
We have all seen those images. They're obviously deeply disturbing. This is a day where we should all be marking, including everyone there, the memory of a remarkable journalist who lost her life. We regret the intrusion into what should have been a peaceful procession.
Abu Akleh was killed Wednesday covering an arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. Witnesses say that Israeli troops shot her. The Israelis say it's unclear. In a new raid today, an Israeli commando was shot and killed in a gun battle with Palestinians. Back in this country, Elon Musk is delaying his plan to buy Twitter for $44 billion. He tweeted today that the deal is, quote, temporarily on hold, pending details on whether spam and fake accounts really represent less than 5% of Twitter users, as he wants. That estimate affects the company's value and its selling price. Musk tweeted later that he's still committed to the deal. Former National Security Advisor Robert Bud McFarlane has died after suffering a lung ailment. He was heavily involved in the so-called Iran-Contra scandal during the Reagan presidency. It involved selling arms to Iran with proceeds going to anti-communist guerrillas in Nicaragua. Ultimately, McFarlane was the only White House figure who voluntarily accepted legal blame. Robert McFarlane was 84 years old. And Queen Elizabeth made her first public appearance in weeks amid speculation about her health. She attended the Royal Windsor Horse Show today, arriving by car and then walking to her box. Earlier this week, she had missed the opening of Parliament. The Queen is 96. Her 75th anniversary on the throne is next month. Still to come on the NewsHour, how an image of a black hole at the center of our galaxy marks a new era for space science. Former presidential advisor David Gergen discusses his new book on leadership. We remember some of the 1 million Americans lost to this ongoing pandemic, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.